Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. And this is a little special for me because I'm a big fan of Sauvignon Blancs. And for those who have followed me, you will know that I love Sauvignon Blancs really exclusively from New Zealand as well as from Oregon. To me, if you want quality and really good Sauvignon Blancs with uniqueness to them, those are the two areas that you really get it from. So I ran into this Pritium Sauvignon Blanc from the Georges Vigaro actual winery in France from this Côte de Gascogne area. So I had some Côte de Gascogne before, and you know, if you followed, once again, I had some Georges Vigaro other wines, but not any white Sauvignon Blanc. So this was interesting. So when I got my hands on this, I was like, cool. I got another package with multiple wines. Price point. So you know, price point, $8.99 to $12.99. Mid-range or medium body wine, but really not expensive. I've had Sauvignon Blancs within the 20s or above, or mid-teens. Quality wines, but this one is pretty on the low side, but it's from France. So you know from France, it's dry. So you're getting this dryness of all of that. So we turn around, and I wanted to be able to say, okay, so what am I getting into today? So the note says ripe fruity notes of grapefruit, citrus, peach, and lemon. Behind the fruit, there's notes of cilantro and a touch of golden raisin. You know, when I read that, I was like, haven't tasted. No one has really said anything about golden raisin. So I've had golden raisins. You know, sometimes you pluck those in, except for the regular brown, black, or whatever you want to call raisins. And golden raisins, that's like, okay, well, let's see what that's all about. And it's a really balanced minerality. So the minerals are really, really good from that. So I wanted to try that because I said everything that they talked about this was very, very interesting. And I didn't know it was good, but it was rated pretty high. You know, you got like four and a little more than four and a three quarters, 4.5 to 4.75. This is what people are saying. And the price point is really, really reasonable. So let's get a smell. Let's check the aroma on this, which I find is really, really interesting. So what I'm getting from that, what I'm getting the smell or the aroma that coming off is really lemony and peach. Really, really cool. It's really good that's coming off. And I really, so it's inviting. So when I'm getting those aromas that's coming off, I'm looking forward to what I'm going to taste. Because sometimes they trick you. You know, you get these peachy, you get these pineapples, grapefruit, and then when you drink it, all you get is a high acidic lemony taste, citrusy, but really with no defined type of taste to it. So, but this is inviting. So that was the first thing that said, let's go. So let's get a taste of this. So I'm telling you, peaches. Really, really good peaches with hints of lemon in there. So you get some peachy taste, a little lemon. You get the mineralities. So you know it's almost like a stone mineral taste. You know, you drink water and there's a lot of minerals in it. So I always say stone. So when I think of it, and you know, I drink out of a clear lake when I used to be in Germany, and we'll walk through an area, they say, oh, drink the water. I was like, ew, that's nasty. They said, no, this is cleaner than a lot of other waters that you're drinking. So we taste that, and you taste those stones and pebbles and everything, and you get that slight taste in that. And that's really, really, you know, it's pretty amazing. So that's what you're getting from this. So I'm going to say it. This is really one of the best Sauvignon Blancs that I've tasted in a while, especially away from those regions that I really actually drank from. So this is like really exciting. If you look at it, look, I drank the hell out of it, and it was like a day and a half. So half of that is already gone, but I'm really, really enjoying this. So I'm going to try to find some Sauvignon Blancs from the actual region of Côte de Gascogne, and I'm really trying to get it from that. So hey, this is amazing. This is a really, really amazing wine. 2016 Pretium Sauvignon Blanc from the Georges Vigaru Winery. Really, really well out of France. So thank you very much. Catch us on urbanwinelife.com or Urban Wine Life on all your podcast downloads, or go to YouTube channel, which is our Bougie Black Brother Network, and hit our playlist for Urban Wine Life, and you'll see them listed on all the wines that are sitting from there, and you hit your playlist and you can see the different other videos and things that we have there. Other than that, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.